The tailings pile is an open-heart surgery in crawling with earth-moving equipment. Opening up the pile has led to higher-than-expected readings of gamma rays, radon gas, and radioactive dust, but federal and county watchdogs say the increased radiation has been confined to the site and is still well below federal guidelines.
We've only had the site for 10 years, but you know, these weather extremes are something that we really haven't dealt with.
The Moab cleanup was planned long ago before the prospect of global warming, weather changes, and extreme weather events. Don Metzler is the cleanup overseer for the Department of Energy.
The winter of 10, we had the snow on the ground for 3 months. People in Moab said they've never seen it like that. And now we're going into one of the driest spells that we've had in decades around here.
In the last 2 years, the pile has also been pelted by uncharacteristic high wind dust storms, sometimes bringing gas dust all the way from Arizona. And then in the middle of a drought, there is flooding. Lee Shenton is a Moab engineer who monitors the cleanup for Grand County.
They were caught a little bit by surprise by the level of the flooding last year, but you know, last year it peaked at over 48,000. This year it peaked at 6,000.
With flows in both the Colorado and Green Rivers down dramatically, the cleanup crew is now hard-pressed to find enough water for dust control and compacting. Last year's flooding was a temporary setback for efforts to build artificial wetlands to buffer the pile from the river.
Last year, the Colorado River got so high that it came right to the toe of the tailings pile. There was so much water, and the interesting thing is that it stayed high for 3 months. And so I think that's another river, extreme weather condition where we have to anticipate this can happen in the future.
Extreme weather also has an extreme effect on workers out on the pile who are swathed in protective clothing and gear.
We know that about 8 years ago it got to 117 one day. We had 3 days of 115 and maybe three more days 113. But we know from two winters ago that it can get real cold. I mean, we probably never originally thought it would be down to minus 25 Fahrenheit at night for a week or two, and it did.
In the winter, if tailings are left for too long in their containers, they freeze up by the time they reach the disposal site.
Almost like an ice cube, and you know, trying to get the ice cube out of the old style trays.
While driving a dirt road between the river and the tailings, Ed Baker, monitoring engineer, explains how re-vegging with native species will protect the tailings site.
These are going to stay in here forever, you know, because they're natives. They're going to tolerate a real extreme year like we're having this year, as well as, you know, real cold weather.
We're getting some beavers that are coming in here, coyotes, wild turkeys.
Erosion control, a real important thing for us.
The DOE is allowing unprecedented public access. A new river trail will soon allow bicyclists to skirt the tailings to get on scenic Potash Road. And it's likely that Arches National Park will use a cleaned-up parcel for a park-and-ride lot for bus riders. For Utah Public Radio, this is John Kovash in Moab.